Mohammed, tell me a little bit about the research chair, what it is that you're focusing on.
My research chair focuses on the treatment and detoxification of oil sands processed water. So it's basically safe one day to be released back to the receiving environment.
Well, the oil sands industry has been around for a long time now. How are things being done now?
In terms of the process affected water or the industrially affected water, it's been all stored on site. So zero liquid discharge policy, right? That's why they have those massive tailing ponds. So one day this is not going to be sustainable, so they need to do something about it in terms of basically managing those inventories of water, legacy water and the future water, and then treat the water somehow to be safely put back into the receiving environment as part of their with reclamation, you know, like future plans.
What would be the challenges or obstacles for you that you have to look at in your research?
In our research, the obstacles or the challenges are how to take this water, which is quite complex matrix. It has a lot of different constituents in it, and use different approaches, treatment technologies that are going to be cost-effective, and not only cost-effective from an economical considerations, but also we're trying to look into basically treatment processes or treatment technology that don't require a lot of electrical power, for example. So that's why it's also we're looking at things from a holistic point of view, because some treatment technologies might require a lot of energy. So we're trying to find ways of treating this water with minimal impact on the environment, whether it's a treated water that's going to have an impact on the environment or a treatment that require a lot of energy, which means indirectly it's going to affect the environment through some generation of greenhouse gases and whatnot, right? So the challenge is how to treat this water that's quite one of the most complex matrices I have ever dealt with in a safe and economical and sustainable way.
In reading through some of the previous research that you've done in other areas, there's a whole range of things from nanotechnology to remote sensing to artificial intelligence and even looking at solar energy. So how would you bring those sorts of things together in this research looking at this holistic view of how to deal with the wastewater treatment?
Basically, as I said, we are utilizing the expertise from different disciplines. I have expertise in different areas, but for example, we rely on modeling techniques, right, or approaches to model the treated processed water and discharge eventually into the receiving environment. How can we predict what happens in the receiving environment when we discharge, you know, treated effluent, right? So we can do some modeling using artificial neural networks, which is an approach in artificial intelligence to model environmental systems. So this is one area of expertise I have done research in the past few years. Another area of expertise that I can bring to the this challenging problem we have is basically dealing with, you know, like innovative ways of, you know, like designing treatment systems, right, that could rely on, you know, like other sources of energy such as solar energy, right? So this way it's we're getting closer to having a green treatment, right, that doesn't require the production of electricity using, you know, like typical power plants or hydropower, for example. So this was quite actually efficient way of doing the treatment using such a renewable energy source such as solar energy, right?
You have a number of graduate students and PhD students who are working with you. What are some of the projects that they're doing?
We have actually a large number of projects. Some of them are focusing on using physical approaches for treating the oil sands processed water. Some are using chemical approaches, such as applying things like ozone treatment. Some other projects they use the approach of adsorbing the contaminants from that processed water on some adsorbents. So we have projects in that area, even utilizing some of the waste products from the oil sands industry, such as petroleum coke. So how can we make use of it instead of looking at it as a waste product? How can we make use of it for our treatment? We have projects looking at the biological treatment approaches, so relying on the biology and relying on the microbiology and systems involving microorganisms. How could the basically be utilized for treating this oil process or oil sands process water. We are also having projects in the area of designing treatment reactors and modeling them. We have projects in the area of characterizing that very complex matrix, knowing more and more about what's in it, because if you know more about what's in it and you can characterize it, then you can actually predict the performance and design a good treatment system.
Will this water be recycled or reused in the processes?
Some of the treated water could be recycled, but that's an easy challenge, actually. The toughest challenge is to treat the water so it could be safely discharged into the receiving environment. That's more challenging. To actually treat the water and recycle back, it's already been happening in the oil sands industry, and it's not as of a challenge. Although it has its own challenges, but it's not as a big of a challenge compared to treating the water for safe release to the environment.
With your chair, what stage are you at?
Actually, we just started the year 4 of the 5-year program. So some of the projects have been concluded. Some of them are halfway through, some are near ending, and some projects are just starting. So we have, for some of the treatment technologies, we have very good understanding of their performance, how they could be utilized for oil sands process water treatment. Some others, we're still working on it.
You say that some of your projects actually are finished up. Can you give me an example of something that is finished and you've had a good outcome?
Actually, we did a lot of projects in the area of chemical oxidation of oil sands process water for basically degrading some of the constituents in the oil sands process water that are quite recalcitrant, that stay in the environment for a long time before they even get degraded to some extent. So we were able to actually use some of the chemical treatments, specifically using ozone treatment, for accelerating the degradation of these compounds. Once they are degraded into other byproducts, these other byproducts are now amenable for biological degradation in different treatment systems. So this could accelerate the whole reclamation approach of the oil sands process water. And this work done using ozone has been proven quite efficient and was a great potential to be used one day in the reclamation strategies by the oil sands companies. The only challenge with it is that it's an expensive process, so we need to work a bit more on designing more efficient treatment systems that are quite compact in size and don't require a lot of energy utilization, because ozone generators require energy to generate ozone on site. So it has a little bit of challenges now, but those challenges now we are left with are kind of more on the practical side of doing some extra research work, but more closer to the practical side of things, rather than being more closer to the fundamental side of things. So we're kind of getting closer to this end of things now.
One thing that's interesting about this chair is that you have the support of NSERC, but also a number of different companies. How is that information shared?
Actually, the information is shared pretty well. Number one, everything we do is published via student thesis and refereed journal publications, so it's shared. Actually, not only to the oil sands companies and NSERC and the other companies supporting the chair, but basically it's globally is shared by everybody, right? Because all these are publicly available sources of information. This is actually one of the biggest impacts of the chair, in my opinion. And among the oil sands industry, different producers, they share the information pretty well among themselves nowadays, and especially with the creation of COSIA, as a newly formed organization that basically brings all the oil sands companies together. So that's actually helping our cause, actually.
Thank you very much, Mohammed.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.